Hi Dean, welcome to Ketchum Town. This time you return as manager of the club. What made you come back?
Well, obviously the attraction of Ketchum Town, just the name is appealing, isn't it? You know, it's I was out of the game. Tom was kind enough to invite me to come back and get involved. And once I knew he was at Ketchum, I certainly got my appetite back. You know, I came in as assistant manager, which I thoroughly enjoyed. I sort of sat back and just tried to help and support Tom towards a very difficult season last year that we all know about. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, I got my appetite back. I had 4 months out of it from the Hinkley scenario, which wasn't pleasurable at all during the last season. And even though I was disappointed to finish at Hinkley, I felt I came into an environment which was a difficult one, but one that I enjoyed. And it was important that I got to know people in and around the club, find out about the ambition of the club, where the club wanted to go. And it was really refreshing. I really enjoyed it. And I was pleased in the season that I was asked to become manager.
What did Richie actually say to you to confirm your position in that the club was actually going to last up until pre-season?
Well, you know, he's kept me in touch all the way along. You know, obviously I didn't speak to him much last season. Obviously being the assistant manager, sort of kept out of the way. And I think the way the ground was set at Corby, we didn't sort of really cross paths really. And it wasn't until the end of the season when we had a couple of meetings. He sort of put me in the picture of what the situation was with the club. Once we got relegated, it was announced that they would announce that the managers could apply for the job. But me and Tom, that was quite clear to us weeks before that, that was going to be the scenario when that eventually did happen. But, you know, I was pleased when he asked me to apply for the job. Me and Tom have no issues with that at all. We knew the situation. And I think the experience that I've got as a manager, my past experience with Hinkley United over the last 15, 16 years in the Northern Conference and the Southern Premier stood me in good stead. And I think that was what probably appealed to Richie as well and the board. But I was pleased they gave me an interview. And as I say, the rest is history. But, you know, he's talked to me a long time now about the club, the scenario of the club, where we stand. And as you say, you know, it was a big week last week with the forum as well. And some great news have come out of it. And I'm pleased now that all the hard work and endeavour that the trust and the board and Richie have worked for, they've now got the rewards. And it's fantastic for everybody, for all the fans, for the staff, for the players. It's fantastic, and it's a new era for the club. And that's the bit that excited me, that I knew that Richie seemed quite confident. But he always had that little doubt that, you know, you never quite know what's going to happen until it's sealed and done. And as I say, he kept me in touch all the while, and it's fantastic news that we can now kick on forward playing at Burton Latimer, back in the borough of Kettering, and we own the club.
Has that taken a lot of pressure off your back now, knowing the situation of the club?
Definitely, yeah. You can't help. You know, in this day and age, people are on Twitter, on Facebook. They read websites, and it's there. It's there every day, and it's. And I had people texting me, concerned players that I'd agreed and negotiated with, that would text me, asking me a few little questions about the concerns. And so, you know, you're right in what you say. You know, it does get around, and people that are concerned. I didn't want to fall into the trap that I had at Hinkley for the last 3 years. You know, that I fought day in, day out to try and keep people motivated, keep players motivated, which was very, very difficult. But, you know, that was my only concern, that things were going to be similar to that. But it turns out that it's completely different. It's still in its early stages, I know that, I appreciate that, but it has given me now the freedom and the players can now relax. They can come, they can train and get themselves fit. We can work on a serious pre-season and get ourselves kick-started for when that season starts on the 17th of August, and we can concentrate purely on football.
Decided to partner up with Thomas again, and you've brought Scott in. Just tell us your reasons behind those decisions.
Well, I mean, obviously the roles are reversed, myself and Tom. That's been well documented. I don't have a problem with that. Tom's got great knowledge locally, good football knowledge, good local knowledge. I think collectively we've built the squad as it is at this moment in time. Scott, obviously from a coaching point of view, he's got good experience at Loughborough Dynamo. He's been around, he's played the game at a good level of football. So it'll give me a little bit of respite of stepping back from the players a little bit and allowing him to go and coach and do the things that I want him to do. But collectively, we'll do it together. So it's a good combination, both on the coaching side and on the management side. It'll give us time to go out and watch games by myself or with Tom, and Scott can hang around and do the training. So I think as a team, you know, given the team, we've got to give the team the best we can, and that's got to be the support from both the three of us, myself, Tom and Scott, and try and get them as motivated, to get them as organised and as disciplined as we possibly can.
OK, and obviously last season was not a good season for Ketchum. It brought us relegation. So We're now into a league where promotion can be there. Do you think we can achieve that coming May?
Definitely, yeah. You know, we've set our stall out for promotion to be achievable. You know, I said to the players earlier tonight that I need players who can handle the situation. It's going to be a pressure season in a way, but you know, we bring our own pressure because we want to succeed, and that's where I'm coming from with that one. But you know, they need to be highly motivated. They need to be able to handle the pressures from the outside, because people will expect. So they've got to be able to handle that. They've got to be handle playing in front of big crowds, because I think our crowds will come back as long as we're doing well and playing well. And so, you know, from that point of view, it's a season that we're really looking forward to. So the players have got to be right. The squad's got to be right. I've been impressed with our first training session this evening. I think we're pleased with the characters we brought in. We're pleased with the experience of the players we brought in, who have got good knowledge at this level of football. So even though, you know, it's Kettering Town, our history alone will put us under pressure as a club, because teams will want to beat us. But I still think that's a good thing, you know. The history's still there, this football club, and all we want to do now is just try and put the past behind us, concentrate purely on what we can do now, move forward, and look forward to having an exciting season. We are ambitious. We want to move quickly. But at the same time, we have to respect and understand that it's not going to be easy. So we fully appreciate the qualities that will be in this league. Other teams will be chasing promotion. So, you know, it'll make it competitive. But, you know, I'm glad we're stuck into pre-season now. I want to get this pre-season through, see what we've got in terms of players, get it all set up and get it organised, and get cracking on the 17th of August.
How far are you away from getting a complete squad that you want?
I think I'm probably 80-90% there, really. It's just a case now of assessing one or two players who have brought through, lads from the trialist game we had last week, which brought four players from that. We've got about six trialists alongside them as well. So I've got to make some decisions over the next two or three games. So I don't want to be dragging things out too long. But I'm pleased with the squad that I've got together. I know the players that we brought in who are on trial, and it's just a case of me looking at them. I haven't seen them for a little while. I mean, the nice thing is these players want to play for Kettering Town Football Club. This is where they want to be. They can feel the ambition. They can feel the buzz around the place like I can, and they are good players. So, you know, I've got some difficult decisions to make, but it's a good situation to be in, and I'm pleased I'm in that situation. And as I say, a great session tonight. I was quite pleased with what I've seen. So hopefully we can press on, we can assess these players and get the rest, that other 15-20% that's missing, we can get it filled in, and make sure we're as strong as we can when it all starts on the 17th.
And what are you looking from the players from these 6-7 pre-season games?
Yeah, you know, they've got to understand what I'm looking for. They've got to understand what I'm like as a character. They know what I think, you know, gradually they'll understand what I want as a manager. I like dynamic players. I like players that are passionate, players that are here for the right reasons, that will stick together and work as a group. You know, it's not about individuals, this football club. It'll be about the group of players that we've got together. And, you know, we can't do it as individuals. We've got to do it as a group. And they have to understand that they have to play together. They have to understand how the system I want to play, you know, how strong we're going to be with the ball, without the ball, and just generally get a good idea of the system we want to play, and get them to understand the importance of what we're trying to achieve. And they've all got to buy into what I want to do, and they've got to be able to handle the demands of what this club brings.
Two players that are on the lips of Kettering Town fans. One is Henry Ease and one is JP Marna. What's the situation on those players coming to the club?
JP was going to be back here today, but he hasn't arrived. He said he'd come back for pre-season training. If he turns up, we'll assess him when he does turn up. Henry, I've made an offer for Henry. I made an offer to Henry. We're still in a situation where I've made him an offer. He hasn't come back to me just yet. We will speak this week, I hope. But I've made him an offer, and we'll have to wait and see whether he comes back with that offer. But, you know, the world doesn't revolve around Henry, the world doesn't revolve around JP Marna. This is a collective thing, and if they want to come to this football club for the right price, for the right reasons, then they'll be great assets to this football club. So the door's still open for the pair of them.
Thank you very much, Dean. Thanks for spending your time, and good luck for St. Neots in a few days' time.
Thank you very much.